Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. The year's getting off to a nice start. Before it gets ahead of us, we thought we'd share some ideas and strategies to lower your tax bill. In fact, it's actually not too late to lower last year's tax if you know what to do. And we've got a great guest to show you how today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, as usual, co-host, financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
We're now just in the second month of 2019, so most of the year's ahead of us, which makes it a great time to be thinking about your real estate strategy for the year. But there's something else that starts creeping into people's mind this time of year, and that's taxes.
That's right. This is the time of year where you kind of figure out what happened last year. And if you're smart, you're looking ahead and you're saying, okay, I've got the whole year in front of me. I've got all the lessons from last year. What did I do wrong? What could I do different this year to make my picture a lot different in terms of taxes? And of course, it's a whole new ballgame, largely. We're only a year into the implementation of the new tax code. There's some things that have changed, some things that are changing. And so rather than have us sit here and pretend we're smart about all that, we're just saying it's important and we're going to bring in an expert to help us figure it out.
Absolutely. And I think one of the, you hit on something that's critical to understand. You know, most people don't think about proactively managing their taxes. They go off and do whatever they're going to do to live, thrive, and survive in their business, in their job, and then they throw the receipts in a box and take it to their tax person. This is not the thinking for you. Instead, not only are the things you can do, but that you should do, and our guest today is going to enlighten all of us with some things you can do on your tax form that'll make a big difference for you moving forward.
Well, I mean, it really does. If you think about just doing any type of a business plan or a budget, you know, forget about taxes, but just think about how the math drives your behavior. You know, what you're doing is you're looking at your reports and you're saying, okay, this is the result I'm producing. My rents are a little low. My expenses are a little high. What can I do in my behavior that's going to change my numbers? And taxes, if you think about it, are a big, big part of those numbers. And what can you do proactively to move that number? A lot of us just go, you know, that's just, it's a heavy lift because it's complicated. And what I'll do is I'll just do what I want to do to make money. And then I'll hand that problem to my tax guy at the end of the year, probably after the year's closed out, and have him take whatever reality I created and do the best he can. Well, if you can change the reality early in the year and maximize your behavior. Now, you don't want, I mean, we say all the time, you don't want the tax tail to wag the business dog. But at the same time, because it is such a big component, it's probably smart to at least have it top of mind early in the year when you're making your plans and you're thinking about how you're going to organize your finances, your world, your business, your portfolio, and ask yourself, what things can I do early in the year that are going to give me a big benefit throughout the year? And those are good questions to ask. We say all the time, if you want to have great answers, you got to ask great questions.
Robert Kiyosaki says that if you look at a nation's tax code, you can tell exactly what they want taxpayers to do. And real estate is one of the favored assets. No matter where you're listening in the world to the podcast, there's a really good chance that your government has set aside some incentives, tax incentives, for you as a real estate investor. Now, your mission is to figure that stuff out so you have your mind around it. It doesn't mean that you're picking your market or your product type based on that, but you certainly are going to consider it because taxes can be one of the large expense items.
Well, yeah. And the other thing, too, is because you have real estate investing, it's my understanding, and I'm probably going to get corrected if I'm wrong, but it's if you run your real estate investing like a business and you take components of it that are a business, you get business benefits as well, not just investing benefits. And so, especially if you're out there and you aren't used to dealing with taxes from an entrepreneur, from a business perspective, there may be some things in the tax code that are available to you that you're unaware of. So it's both on the investing side and on the business side, and these are two aspects of your activities and in profit making that you want to take into consideration when you look at your tax situation.
You know, most of the people that meet our guest can't believe he's excited as he is about taxes, but even more so after they have a chance to spend time with him, read his book, engage with him. They're thrilled about the amount of money that they save. When we come back, you're going to meet one of our favorite guys and a right-brained accountant, CPA Tom Wheelwright, today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Are you looking to create sustainable wealth through agricultural real estate? Then look no further than Agro Nosotros. They're a sustainable specialty agriculture company with specialty coffee farming operations in Panama and fine flavor organic chocolate operations in Belize. Over the last 4 years, they've helped ordinary people to diversify outside of traditional real estate and into offshore agricultural real estate. They don't have your typical tenants, termites, and troubles. Their tenants are trees, and they grow and produce two hugely popular and proven products, coffee and chocolate. Through Agro Nosotros, you can own half-acre parcels in your very own specialty coffee or organic cacao farm, turnkey managed on your behalf, that produce passive cash flow for you and your heirs. And you can feel good about where you put your money to work. Agro Nosotros has socially sustainable programs that provide living wages, improved accommodations, and a steady channel to market to literally hundreds of farmers. And so far, they've placed 61 kids in school. To find out more and see how you can get involved, email agro@realestateguysradio.com. That's agro, A-G-R-O, at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Kim Kiyosaki. I'm the author of Rich Woman, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. Now in our 21st year of broadcast, it's a brand new year, and let's say hello to our good friend and the Rich Dad Advisor for Taxes, CPA Tom Wheelwright. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Robert. Good to be here.
Now, last year, we had you on the show talking about the new tax law and how much change there's been sweeping overall of the tax system, and we'll talk about some of that today. But, you know, a lot of people have taxes on their mind early in the year. It's like, it's a new year. I'm going to have new income, maybe start a new business, buy more real estate. What are some of the things people need to be thinking about right out of the gate in the new year when it comes to their taxes?
So, you know, the first thing to realize is last year's not over. Last year's not over. You think it's over, but until you file your return, last year's not over. So there are actually things you can do on your tax return as you and your tax advisor get together to prepare your taxes for 2018 over the next few months. There's so many things you can do under this new tax law that you better be aware of, because it could be the difference between a tax bill of $100,000 or a tax refund of $100,000.
You know, Tommy, you always say that if you want to change your tax, you have to change your facts.
That's right. So here's the good news. Normally we think, well, we can't really do much on the tax return. Last year's gone, right? This year, that's different. There are actually some elections, some choices we can make on the tax return, particularly for real estate investors that have a huge potential tax impact this year.
All right. Well, that's why folks are going to be taking notes. And the great thing about the podcast, you can listen more than once. If you're listening on the radio, all you have to do is go to the website at realestateguysradio.com to listen again, because Tom has the ability to say something in a short sentence that can have you thinking for a long time. And so this was a big change. I know you're an A student and you always study the tax code, and there's always changes. People don't understand. Every year, there's things you have to learn.
But every day.
Every day, right? But probably more this time around than in a long time.
This is the biggest tax change for real estate since 1986.
Yeah.
And it's even bigger than that, because this time it's favorable for real estate. In 1986, it was devastating for real estate. Ended up in the S&L crisis. But the big one, of course, for real estate investors is bonus depreciation.
Yeah.
Because we've never had bonus depreciation on used property before.
Right.
And it's never applied really to real estate. So what we have this year is you can choose to do a cost segregation, which means you break out what you purchase between the building, the land improvements, and the contents of the building.
You need some professional help to do that.
It's required by law and by the IRS to get a CPA and an engineer to work together on this. But consider this. This is the first year ever that investing $100,000 in real estate potentially can give you a bigger write-off than investing $100,000 in oil and gas.
Oh my gosh. It was a few short weeks ago we were talking about oil and gas investing, and one of the big considerations there is the extremely beneficial tax treatment of those investments. So you have our attention. How so, my friend?
Well, so if you have $100,000 invested, you invest in oil and gas, you're going to expect a deduction of somewhere between $80,000 and $90,000 the first year.
Right.
If you invest that same money in real estate, and you invested that same money, and you do the cost segregation, take the bonus depreciation, you're maximizing your leverage.
Yep.
You could end up with a deduction of over $100,000 for that $100,000 investment first year.
All right. Well, that's got people's attention for sure. Now, when you talk about the cost segregation, this is, if you've never heard about this concept, no investor left behind. It's just the idea that from a tax perspective, different components of a property are treated differently, right? If you think about it, in a real life perspective, there are certain components of your property that wear out sooner than other components. It's that same thinking that goes to the tax basis.
Right, exactly. If you think about what you buy when you buy a piece of property, you don't just buy the land and the building. You're buying the landscaping, you're buying the outdoor lighting, the fencing, the covered parking, you're buying all that too. That is treated different for tax purposes than the building is. You're also buying the window coverings, you're buying the cabinetry, you're buying the ceiling fans, you're buying the lighting, you're buying all of those things as well, which are also treated different. Now, here's the thing. Buildings are depreciated at like anywhere from 2.5% to 3.5% a year.
Yeah.
Land improvements and contents of a building, we get 100% write-off the year we buy the building. And it doesn't matter if it's new or used. So the reality is when we do a cost segregation, we're finding somewhere between 20 and 30% of the cost of the property is going to be eligible for bonus depreciation. That is an enormous number when you consider that the bank's paying for 75 to 80% of that property.
So our premise here is it's the beginning of the year, but we can go back to last year. Let's talk about that. Say we have a listener and they bought a property in 2018 and they haven't done a cost segregation analysis. It's not too late.
It's not. In fact, what you'll probably want to do is extend your return so that you have plenty of time to do it, because then you have until September, October to get that cost segregation done. And that's plenty of time to do a cost segregation. Cost segregation only takes a couple of weeks for an engineer and CPA to go out and do that, a few weeks to do that. And yeah, there's a cost to it, but the tax savings are absolutely enormous. Now, here's the other good news. Let's say you bought your property in 2015. Now, you're not going to get bonus depreciation.
Right.
But what you will get is a catch-up on the depreciation you should have taken. So if like 30% of that property should have been depreciated faster, all that depreciation you should have taken the last few years, you get to take in 2018. So it's an enormous, whether you bought that in 2012, 2015, 2018, you're going to get a big tax benefit to do that cost segregation before you file your tax return. But that's the key. You must do it before you file the tax return.
All right. Now, let's talk about a situation like that where someone hasn't done it and it's been several years. Does that mean going back and amending returns and all that stuff?
It's a catch-up.
Okay.
All this year. So if you should have taken $100,000 of depreciation and you only took $20,000 of depreciation because your accountant was lazy and treated it all as building and you didn't ever do a cost segregation, that $80,000 difference is deduction in 2018.
Yeah.
And here's what's better. Let's say you don't need it in 2018. You can take it in 2019. So you can't take the bonus depreciation you have to take in the year you buy it.
Yeah.
But when you do a cost segregation, you can take that otherwise catch up. So you've got old property prior to September of 2017, which is when bonus depreciation came into play, then you can literally catch up on your depreciation by doing cost segregation. But the good news is that's not the only thing you can do.
All right. What else?
So here's another thing. So I know you have a lot of people who invest in properties that need work.
Yeah.
Okay? They're a value add proposition, right? Yep. So most of the time you think, well, I'm improving the property, so therefore I have to capitalize and depreciate that over a number of years.
Sure.
Well, not only do we have bonus depreciation on a lot of that, but some of it may be repairs under the new repair regulations that came out a couple of years ago. So your tax preparer needs to read those repair regs and explain to you what can be taken as a deduction currently, because repairs are even better than bonus depreciation.
Right, because it's not depreciation, it's just a complete write-off.
That's right. So you don't ever have to worry about recapture of repairs. You only have to, you do on bonus depreciation, but you don't. Let's say you sell it next year. Guess what? That's capital gain. So you've converted, you've got a 40% deduction and a 20% income, which is nirvana, right? Yeah. You've converted that income to a lower tax rate. So, you know, looking at the repairs and what really happened and what can be deducted, I think is a really big thing that's missed by a lot of tax preparers.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, that's one of the themes, is that if you're going to be in the real estate business, best to have an accountant that understands real estate. And most accountants will say, oh yeah, I've read about real estate, right? And I know we're in the same boat in this regard, but there's a difference between head knowledge and seat knowledge.
Yes, there is. So I was in that seat for many years.
Yeah.
Okay, I started my career, real estate's always been kind of in my blood. And so I've always been a real estate tax professional. But again, a lot of that was book learning. It was client learning. It wasn't personal learning.
Right.
And since I've been a real estate investor for many years now, now all of a sudden I have a different perspective on it.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, of course I understand real estate better. I understand apartment buildings, commercial. I understand single family homes. I mean, you know, you learn that by some things you learn by doing, like you say, and you know, the street learning versus, and it's, what's nice is when you can find an advisor, and I'm not suggesting you use me. I'm just saying you find an advisor who can combine the book learning with the street learning. That's like nirvana when it comes to real estate, because real estate's a very complex area of tax law. So you don't want just, you know, just anybody. For example, if you were to talk to an attorney who was an asset protection attorney about human resources law and employment law, they would say, not my thing. Well, accountants tend to think that they can do everything for everybody. And that's not the case. You know, really, I would strongly recommend that you find a good tax advisor, tax preparer, they should be the same person, that really understands whatever business you're in. So whether it's, you know, if you're in the retail business, which by the way, there are huge retail tax benefits this year that we've never had before. And whether it's retail business, whether it's real estate, no matter what business you're in, you know, your tax advisor is going to have a bigger impact on your bottom line than anybody other than your partner or your spouse.
All right, good stuff. So good to hear. There's still some things we can do. Anything else that real estate investors can do when it comes to the 2018 tax returns?
You know, there's one little thing that people don't really think about, and it's there's a de minimis rule for purchases.
Okay.
And the de minimis rule says anything you buy that's under $2,500 per line item can be deducted.
Wow.
You think about it, when you're thinking about, okay, dishwashers for apartment units, you think about cabinetry, water heaters, you think about all of those things, even carpet per unit, frequently is under $2,500 per item. That's a deduction. It's not depreciation. So there's no recapture on it. And you can write that off even if that really is an improvement that is going to last for several years.
Yeah. Hey, one of the things that was in the new tax code that I want to talk to you about is, we had a show on this some months back, and there's a lot of buzz around it, is opportunity zones. So this is, I'm sure you're getting questions about that, but we obviously aren't able to speak to it from the tax side. Tell us what the latest and greatest is on opportunity zones.
So opportunity zones are like nirvana for tax people, okay?
Yeah.
Because Think about a Litecoin exchange or 1031 exchange. A lot of people, most investors are somewhat aware of that, where you sell a property and before you actually take the money, you use a qualified intermediary and you buy a new property and you have 45 days and then 180 days, yep. Right? You have all these rules and you have to dot your I's and cross your T's and all that kind of stuff. But the biggest challenge with a Litecoin exchange is that it has to be equal or up, meaning that if you sell a property for $1 million, you must buy a property for at least $1 million.
Yep.
Okay. Even if your gain's only $100,000, not so with opportunity zones.
Yeah.
With opportunity zones, any capital gain can be rolled into opportunity zone. So you could have had a big gain on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And roll it into an opportunity zone. You could have a big, and it's just the gain. Plus, you can have taken the money. You don't have to have set up with a qualified intermediary, et cetera. You just have to roll that into the opportunity zone business or property within 180 days. And then actually, it's not even 180 days because you have, if you put it into a fund, an opportunity zone fund, let's say that there's a project that they're going to build. They have 31 months to build that project.
Okay.
So you've got literally two and a half years to actually get the project done and still get the deferral on the capital gain. The other, there's all sorts of other benefits, by the way, tax benefits with opportunity zone property. So, you know, I would sit down with, again, a real estate specialist, tax advisor, and go through what it is. Again, like you say, you don't let the tax tail wag the dog. The nice thing here is that the tax tail is really big on this dog.
If you're interested in opportunity zones, go back into the archives. You'll hear a show that we did near the end of 2018 about it, but there's so much there. And one of the great things is the ability to not only defer the tax, but potentially reduce the tax. And then on the income that you make from the opportunity zone investment, pay no tax.
Potentially pay no tax, right. So if you roll your gain, you don't get to eliminate that gain. You just defer that. But if you have a new project, that gain, you hold it 10 years, no tax at all. Okay, so opportunity zones. And people think, well, opportunity zones, this is a bad part of town. Not necessarily. There's actually opportunity zones in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah.
So think about it. I mean, some of these you think, oh, it's got to be a blighted area.
Must be in the hood of Scottsdale.
It's in the Scottsdale hood, right. And they're going, really? The Scottsdale hood? In fact, I was looking at them going, well, that's kind of cool that you actually have opportunity zones. Tempe, Arizona, another really high-end area in Maricopa County. Lots of opportunity zones, a huge opportunity zone in Maricopa County, in all parts of Maricopa County, but even in Tempe, Arizona. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. Here's the thing. The nice thing is, remember, the tax law, if you follow the tax law, you will always make more money. Okay, not just lower your taxes, but it will drive good business investing and investing sense. Okay, and here's why. Think about this. Where are the best deals right now? They're in those areas that are on the edge, right? They're not in the good parts of town, but they're not in the bad parts of town. They're in the up-and-coming parts of town.
Yeah.
You take a little bit of risk, but here's what the government's saying. We really want to accelerate the development of those areas. We don't want it to take 5 years, 10 years, 20 years to develop those areas. I mean, for example, Oakland, California. Now, my son lives in Oakland, California, and I will tell you, there are places, big parts of Oakland, California, you do not go there after dark.
Right.
Ever. Okay.
Some places you don't want to go during the day.
And you don't even go during the day, right? So there's big opportunity zone places, really whole tracts of properties in Oakland, California, but they're on the edge because there are some really nice parts of Oakland, California.
You bet.
So all you're doing is pushing in to the edge of those. So I think that really, when I'm looking at real estate investment right now, I am looking heavily at opportunity zones because it literally is an opportunity, not just a tax benefit, but I think there are some really good opportunities from a development standpoint.
We're talking with CPA Tom Wheelwright today about the things you can still do this year for your tax return for 2018. We come back, we'll talk about a couple other cool things with Tom. Stay with us. Also, we'll play real estate trivia and give away a copy of Tom's amazing book next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
If you want to learn how you could potentially increase your net worth by over $1 million and quit your job in just a few short years, listen closely for the next 60 seconds. This is Brad Sumrock, and over the past 16 years, I've helped thousands of people invest profitably in real estate, but not just any type of real estate. I specialize in helping people syndicate large apartment buildings so that they can be business owners and investors. In today's competitive environment, it's even more important than ever to leverage an experienced mentor, invest in your education, and have a team of advisors that has established relationships nationwide. And so many people right now seem to be struggling to find deals and then get them funded, but yet Sumrock students are thriving in today's marketplace. We've purchased nearly 7,000 units and nearly $500 million in purchase volume over the past 12 months. And with the new Trump tax laws, apartment investors are positioned now better than ever before to pay even less in taxes. To find out more, send an email to apartmentsnow@realestateguysradio.com and you'll get my recent presentation called Why Apartments Now. That's apartmentsnow@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Donahoe, CEO of Paradigm Life. Wall Street and banks spend billions of dollars per year in advertising with the goal to convince you that they are the solution. But take a look around. None of their advice has worked. If you're listening to this, odds are pretty good that you're already a real estate investor, or at least becoming one. So why do you do it? Is it to hedge inflation, the tax benefits, or maybe it's to get your money away from Wall Street? It's because of these benefits and so many more that I created the Real Estate Investor's Guide to the Perpetual Wealth Strategy. When you combine successful real estate investing with the Perpetual Wealth Strategy, you have the recipe for what has helped the wealthy to establish their financial well-being for decades. You can download the Real Estate Investor's Guide to the Perpetual Wealth Strategy today by clicking the Resources tab on the Real Estate Guys Radio homepage. Don't wait, go download it now.
Hello, everybody. David Stockman. I'm the author of the Contra Corner blog, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show today. No matter how you're doing that, be sure to tell a friend about The Real Estate Guys. If you hurry, you can still get a seat for The Secrets of Successful Syndication. It's happening right around the corner, February 15th and 16th in Dallas, Texas, but you better move fast. Go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Events and come spend 2 days with an amazing faculty and learn how you can raise money to do bigger deals and make more for you and your investors. In fact, Tom Wheelwright will be there so you can meet him in person. We're talking with Tom about some of the things you can do tax-wise still right now in 2019 that'll affect your 2018 taxes. And Tom's got some more cool stuff to share. We'll get back to that discussion after we play Real Estate Trivia, your chance to win a prize by knowing today's Real Estate Trivia question. It has, of course, something to do with real estate. In fact, something we've already discussed. And the prize, we've told you, is this amazing book that Tom's written. It's a bestseller. It's called Tax-Free Wealth. It's been new and updated recently. That can be yours if you know today's Real Estate Trivia question. Before I give you this week's question, last week on the show, we were talking about how to create a quantum leap in your real estate business. And we asked this, in which country will you find a village named Beer? Well, Beer is in England. In fact, it's a village and civil parish in the East Devon district of Devon, England. Not a big place, though. As of the 2011 census, the population was just over 1,300. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. Speaking of population, Tom mentioned Maricopa County in Arizona, which is the state's most populous county, with around 60% of the Arizona population living there. Which Arizona county is second in population? Yeah, I think there's 15 counties in the state of Arizona. Number one, Maricopa by population. Which one's number two? If you know, or you just want to take a guess, send your best guess to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. That's trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, and your physical mailing address. Because if you're the first person with the right answer, you're going to win Tax-Free Wealth by Tom Wheelwright. It's an amazing book. It gives you all kinds of things to think about when it comes to your taxes, not just retroactively for last year, but planning ahead for next year and for the future. That can be yours if you're the first person to tell us which county in Arizona is the second most populous. That's today's real estate trivia question, and we're talking to the author of that amazing book, Tax-Free Wealth. And Tom, it's actually not the same book we've all been reading all these years. You've just released a new updated version of Tax-Free Wealth.
Absolutely. You know, this was such a major change that we didn't just update it. We released a second edition of Tax-Free Wealth. I mean, there's that much going on in there. And the ebook, new ebook out, and all sorts of opportunities with this new law. And we just want to make sure that it's fully integrated with what's really become a classic tax book.
Yeah, good stuff. If you haven't read Tax-Free Wealth, well, put that on your list this year. Let's talk about this. There are some things we got to be thinking about. It's not too early to start planning for this year's taxes, 2019. What should people be approaching as they're looking at a new year, they're acquiring assets, they're out looking at marketplaces, real estate, they need to keep records? What are the things that they could be doing to be planning for next year already?
Well, the first thing, of course, is to recognize that every day you have a chance of either lowering your tax or raising your tax.
Yippee.
And what you do is going to have an impact every single day. So if you say, I'm going to do this next week, you've lost a week of tax benefits if you wait that long. So just remember that every dollar that comes in is either taxable or not. Every dollar that goes out is either deductible or not. So you choose when you're going to do this and how important this is to you. The reality is that if you can have a really good idea of planning with your tax advisor now. So when you're doing your tax return is a great time to be planning for the coming year with your tax advisor. If you're doing your return in February, let's be planning for the year in February so that you can tell your tax advisor, look, here's what I expect income-wise. Here's what I expect investment-wise. And then you do a calculation. You project out. We call them projections. We project out what's going to happen in 2019. Then now we have 11 months to do something about it instead of 1 month. I mean, you know, we always hear about year-end tax planning. Year-end tax planning is like 9 months too late, right? It's like 9 months too late. So we really need to do that tax planning now, because you might decide you need to get more property. You might decide, look, I want to buy another property. You might decide, well, look, I may be selling a property, so let's be planning to buy the new property and do that 1031 exchange before we ever sell the old property.
Right.
Okay, that's a big one. Let's be looking at what's our tax liability going to be like in 2019. Let's look at, okay, we're not a real estate professional now. Could either you or your spouse become a real estate professional?
Well, and there's some reasons for that, right? There's a big benefit to becoming a real estate professional.
Consider bonus depreciation. We've been talking about bonus depreciation. Yep. And if you're not a real estate professional, you may be limited on how much of that loss you can take. If you are considered a real estate professional, it's a fairly simple calculation. It's really about 750 hours a year is what it is.
But you don't have to be licensed.
You don't have to be licensed. You just have to do more real estate than you do your other job.
Yep.
Right? So if you have one of you are stay at home with the kids, it's basically 15 hours a week. What happens is if you're a real estate professional, you get all of those losses against any kind of income.
Yeah.
So that's a huge tax benefit. It's like get out of jail free card is what it is.
And it's a thing to be thinking about at the beginning of the year. Could this be the year that you or your spouse decide to put in enough hours and follow the rest of the rules to make sure that you become the real estate professional in the family?
Right. It's a little tough to decide that in October. Yeah. To decide, well, now I'm going to put in 800 hours this year.
Right.
That's a lot of time to put in 2 or 3 months. Whereas if you decide now, you go, look, let's take the time for it. Let's do it. Sit down with your tax advisor and make sure the hours you're putting in qualify, and that make sure that you've got the right documentation for it, because the IRS will ask you for that documentation should you ever be audited. So you want to make sure you have that on file. But the reality is it's a lot easier than people think for a lot of people, and they ought to consider it.
What about record keeping? I know people have all different kinds of ways. They have electronic, they have their phone. What are some of the basic rules people need to understand to make sure that they are keeping the records they need to be compliant?
Most important, credit card statements are not receipts.
Okay.
So credit card statements do not qualify as substantiation for your meals, for your travel, for your education, for all of those expenses. They do not count. You have to have scanned copies of the receipts themselves. Okay, so I think that's number one. Yeah. People think that, oh, I've got a credit card statement, so I'm good. No, if you've got a credit card statement and you get audited, chances are you will be denied those deductions. So the other thing is make sure you are pretty clear on why you had that expense. Because remember, any deduction requires a business purpose. It must be ordinary, meaning it's typical for the business, and it must be necessary, meaning that the intent is to make a profit or expand your market share or something like that. Okay? If you meet those and you document it, you're good to go.
Well, and you often talk about why would you have an expense that you didn't make trying to pursue income, right?
Well, the point is that, right, if you are spending money and you're not making income, why are you spending the money?
Right.
Because the government, at best, is contributing 40 cents on the dollar. You're still out 60 cents, even if they allow it. So why would you spend that 60 cents if it's not going to make you money? This is a good time to evaluate. That's why I say the tax laws, they're not just as a roadmap to reduce your taxes. It's a roadmap to make money.
One of the things we're super excited about this year is the 17th annual Investor Summit at Sea. And even though we do this event at a terrible time for you personally, you still have many years come out and helped us out. And this year, your friend and ours, Robert Kiyosaki, has decided that we're going to teach a really cool thing, infinite return.
Yep. You know, in the 70s, it was called no money down.
Yep.
Now we call it infinite return, because the reality is once you've got your money out of a deal, the return going forward is infinite. So that's what we're going to teach, is how to get that and how to get it quickly. And the good news is, given the new tax law, it's a lot faster than it used to be.
Yeah. I mean, the brilliant part about the way this is a way of thinking more than it is a specific thing to do. It's thinking about when you invest strategically, you're going to put some capital in, but how can I get it back out of the game and continue with the investment so that my return, that I'm on the house's money, if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good stuff. And as Robert points out, you have to have a tax professional to do this. So we couldn't think of a better guy. And I think Robert said, you're coming.
Robert, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Right on. Hey, before we get you out of here, I know that there's just a ton that you need to think about as a real estate investor. And we've mentioned several times about working with a tax professional. And the reality may be that you like your tax person, that they're friendly, that you've known them a long time, but there's a distinct possibility they're not really the right tax person for you. How does someone find a great tax professional that can work with them?
You know, Robert, the first thing you have to recognize is you want a tax professional who thinks about the tax law the right way.
Yeah.
So do you want a tax professional who's afraid of the IRS?
That's
a big question.
Right?
So really what you want to know is this tax professional so comfortable with the law that A, they won't do anything contrary to the law, because you don't want that, and B, they're never going to be concerned about an IRS audit. When you find that person, hire them right now.
That is such good advice. And in fact, if you want to learn even more about how to select the right tax professional, you've got a great chapter in your book about this. And Tom has made it available for free to the Real Estate Guys listeners. So you really should go out and get Tax Tree Wealth. But until you do, you can read the chapter on how you select a tax professional. All you have to do is send an email to taxpro@realestateguysradio.com. Taxpro, P-R-O, like professional, @realestateguysradio.com. And just like magic, you'll get one chapter of Tax Tree Wealth. And then your mission will be to get that book this year and read the rest of it. You really can plan ahead, think ahead, and start thinking differently. Taxes are not the enemy. Taxes can save you a ton of money.
And it's not that hard. It really isn't. Tax-Free Wealth is a simple book written for the average person to understand tax law. It's not that hard. You need a tax advisor. They can do all the complex stuff. Your tax advisor can do dot the I's, cross the T's for you. They can tell you all the little things you have to do. The reality is, though, they can't do it for you.
Right.
You have to do it, and you have to understand what you're doing. And that's the whole point of Tax-Free Wealth, is when you understand it and your tax advisor understands it, then together you can literally create Tax-Free Wealth.
There's best-selling author Tom Wheelwright, and we always appreciate having you on the program. Great to see you, my friend.
Always good to be here, Robert.
Make sure you send an email to taxpro@realestateguysradio.com to get that free chapter of Tom's book. More when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys Radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Garrett Sutton, Robert Kiyosaki's asset protection attorney and the author of Loopholes of Real Estate and Start Your Own Corporation. As an American or foreign-based investor in U.S. real estate, you know we are a litigious society. You know that you need to protect your real estate, paper, and bullion holdings with the right mix of LLCs and corporations. Our firm, Corporate Direct, not only forms these entities, but importantly, we properly maintain them too. If you fail to follow the corporate formalities, you can lose it all in an instant. Corporate Direct is your source for LLC protection and maintenance in all 50 states. Visit CorporateDirect.com or call 800-600-1760. Mention the Real Estate Guys for a free bonus. That's 800-600-1760 or CorporateDirect.com. We look forward to assisting you at CorporateDirect.com.
Memphis is famous for being the home of the king of rock and roll, but it's also the king of cash flow. If you're looking for affordable cash flow properties, it's hard to beat Memphis. Get your portfolio rocking and more cash flowing your way by calling Terry Kerr at Mid-South Home Buyers. Terry's the king of turnkey properties. Contact Terry through the resource section at realestateguysradio.com. And be sure to order Terry's Tips for Turnkey Rental Property Investing Report. It's free. Just send your request to turnkey@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, I'm G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. And you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. If you've ever wanted to do bigger deals using other people's money, then you need to get out to the secrets of successful syndication right around the corner. Happens in Dallas, Texas in the middle of February. You can get the details at realestateguysradio.com. Oh my goodness, it's always like drinking from a fire hose when we get around Tom Wheelwright.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because this change in the tax law this last year kind of got me fired up. And so I've been spending more time. I ordered a new copy of Tom's book, the revised copy. I know he probably would have given me one for free, but I paid for it. And then I set up a book study with my bookkeeper.
Yeah.
And so we're doing a book study together going through that book because, you know, she's the person that sees the receipts, needs to make sure they're coded properly. When she understands the context of what I'm trying to do, she can keep me accountable. Because if you really think about it, when you make a business plan or a budget, you have to go live that plan.
Yeah.
And so when you create a tax plan, you have to live that plan, and it's really part of your financial plan. And when you live by the numbers, you try to manage by the numbers, it's important that the people who are helping you do that are on the same page as you. And so that's kind of been a big initiative for me this last year, and I'm really thankful to Tom for writing the book in simple language. It's not hyper-sophisticated where, you know, a bookkeeper, and there's no slight towards bookkeepers, but, you know, they're not business people necessarily. They're keeping books, and they think very tactically because they have to be very detail-oriented, whereas I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum. My head's always in the clouds, and I'm not so detail-oriented. So when you're trying to mitigate that weakness in your personality, kind of as a vision person, a salesperson, a guy who's out there doing things, and then you bring that tactical person on board, you got to help them see a little bit of that vision. And so Tom's book and doing the book study is actually a great tool for you and your bookkeeping team to get on the same page and understand exactly how to implement the strategies that he lays out in the book.
Dare I say, brilliant. A book study with your bookkeeper. Wow, that's awesome. Well, the thing I appreciate about Tom is he does pay attention to this stuff. He actually read the entire tax code more than once, right, to get his mind around it. But he lives it. I mean, he talks about it all the time. He's a real estate investor. He understands it, and he has a passion for it. We're super happy that he's going to be contributing to the summit again. We're actually very blessed when Tom shows up because it's right in the middle of tax season, typically when we go on the summit. But he always carves out a day or two to make sure that he's there for our audience and our listeners.
Yeah, well, I'm thankful to Robert Kiyosaki because it's always a little bit of a tug of war with Tom and his other responsibilities to get him to come out to the summit. But when Kiyosaki leans on him, you know, Tom comes. And, you know, Robert got real fired up this year and said, hey, I want to do this whole thing on infinite return. And a big part of infinite return is understanding how to extract the equity in a tax-free way and move it around. And so Tom has a big contribution to make on that. Of course, Robert is looking at it from the viewpoint of being an investor. And the thing that's great about a guy like Tom working with a guy like Robert, Robert forces everybody around him, and I'm not going to say dumb down because that's not the right word, but to simplify the complex and get it to about an eighth grade level. So if you can read or write in an eighth grade level, all, then Robert Kiyosaki and Tom Wheelwright and the rest of Robert's team can show you exactly how Kiyosaki puts himself in a no-tax bracket using real estate and other tools to make it happen at an eighth grade level, and yet at a multi-million dollar level. And that's the brilliance of what Rich Dad does and who Robert Kiyosaki is as a teacher. And it's just amazing that we're going to have him back again in 2019.
Yeah, if you've not been to the Investors Summit, this is like no other event on earth that we know of. It's the biggest event that we do in terms of time and mind power and expense. It's not inexpensive to come, but oh my gosh, talk about collapsing timeframes. The people you'll meet, getting to hang out and have conversations, and people from all around the world investing in pretty much every way you can invest in real estate will be there.
Well, what's the value of one idea? You know, we talk about, and I think we've had this on the show, but I won't mention the name, but we had a guy come on the summit, a big-time apartment investor, well-advised, smart guy, got into a conversation with McElroy, Ken McElroy, led him to a conversation with Tom Wheelwright, and that guy ended up saving something like $800,000 his first year, and had he not been on the summit, he wouldn't have gotten that idea. And this is the idea. I mean, if you just look at your tax bill right now and ask yourself, if I could just reduce my tax bill by 10%, would that be worth it? If I could just increase my net worth by 5 or 10%, would that be worth it? I mean, it doesn't take much in terms of meeting the right person, getting the right idea to get a return on investment. That's why I think so many people come back to the summit year in and year out. And even people like Robert Kiyosaki, who we don't pay to come. We don't pay any of these guys to come teach. They teach because they learn, and they're learning from each other. And it's just evolved into this amazing thing where all these amazing thought leaders and brilliant investors, and this isn't just the people in the front of the room. I mean, this is the people who are in the audience. I mean, there's so much brilliance in our listening audience, and we don't know that until you come out and we get a chance to spend time with you. Now, at our regular seminars, like the Secrets of Successful Syndication, the Sales Training, the Goals Training, we get a chance to spend a little time with you because we always incorporate those mixers, those receptions, those opportunities to get into conversations. And we love it when you come out to third-party events. That's great, too. But the summit, we're having dinner together. We're hanging out on the beach. We're doing the cocktail parties. We're hyper-stimulated with all the content the teachers are putting out. We have the round tables where we pull the brilliance out of the room and people are sharing with each other. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Every year we try to overpromote it. Every year we fail. And every year we take the survey at the end and people go, you know what? You said it was going to be awesome. It's even better than you said. And that's been going on for 16 consecutive years. I'm pretty sure this March it's going to be the same thing again. But maybe this year will be the year, in which case you should be there just because it would be a new record for us. It'd be the first year we overpromoted the summit.
I doubt that'll be the case with Tom Wheelwright, Robert Kiyosaki, Tom Hopkins, Peter Schiff, Ed Griffin, Chris Martinson, and on and on and on. I doubt that will happen, but hey, come on out and check it out. There still is a cabin available for you. Just go to the Real Estate Guys website, realestateguysradio.com, and click on the button that says Summit at Sea and join us for the 17th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. Hey, if you're trying to figure out how to get the right tax professional, make sure you send an email to taxpro@realestateguysradio.com. Follow that up with a quick trip over to your favorite online bookstore to get tax-free wealth. Make sure it's the updated version, and then join us for the 2019 Investor Summit at Sea.
And schedule a book study with your bookkeeper.
There you go. I like that idea. Big thanks to Tom Wheelwright for sharing his ideas, wisdom, and passion with us today. And until next week, go out and make some equity happen.
Hi, this is Robert Kiyosaki, and I'm very excited about the next Real Estate Guys Summit at Sea cruise. I mean, I've worked with Robert and his dad and Russell for I don't know how many years, 20-something years. Been friends all this time. We've always worked together. But coming up with something I've never ever talked about, and it's a concept called an infinite return. And once you understand an infinite return, it means you'll never need money. I'm going to have Tom Wheelwright, my accountant, because you have to have an accountant to do it. But it's probably one of the more sophisticated investment philosophies or strategies. It's something I've used since I've been 27 years old. And once you understand an infinite return, you'll never need money again. You don't have to pay taxes again. And you can never, ever say again, I can't afford it. So I look forward to seeing you on the Real Estate Guys Infinite Return Cruise this March. Thank you.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.